Are you fucking dumb? You don't have anything to exploit or to have changed. End of story. You're nobody in prison. They think they cut pretty girls' faces they can't sleep with. Nobody gets so obsessed to go to a correction officer to want to kill and to threaten a child. And thank you for this long that you wouldn't matter when or affect someone's life. You do not affect me. And this is 8 years. And then not spoken to 4 years. Turned in protection orders, police report. Simple as that, they have no access to me. You wish you were some fucking high-tech mastermind manipulating criminal. No matter if you're a loser, you don't affect no one, and neither does corrections trying to do what you did and organize what you did and exploit me. I remember everything. And my daughter doesn't get threatened. And whatever you plan on your own in custody court, you get turned to fucking. You couldn't plan anything. You couldn't say homicide taken off the table. Parole couldn't plan with a dead process. You couldn't try to kill. You couldn't feel anything. You've done it your whole life. You couldn't do anything to me. You couldn't lie for a guilty Mexican. You couldn't lie for crack whores. They're not special. Nobody cares if the bitch is dead. You couldn't try to be stinging or special on police reports or protection. Literally, you would never be from someone like me. You would never be, and I don't need to be special to you or your fucking kid. I have my own kid. And I don't get lonely. I don't get lonely. I don't get desperate. I'm not only a criminal. I don't get horny. I have the cheapest kinds of people. You're cheap people. Got turned in. They're not popular. They're not famous. They're not beautiful. They're not talented. They're not educated. They're not Kim Kardashian. They're not what all this shit in their head. They think they're supermodels. Fucking Hep C. All heroin addict homeless people hanging around each other is who they help. Of the sickest kinds of things, CDCJ and Bexar County believe in. All your crackheads in jail are the laughing stock. I wouldn't talk to someone like that. I can't feel anything when it comes to me. You don't have feelings and emotions that affect me. To even think you lie for the dumbest of the dumb to make it seem like you're something. Even detention or cops or corrections or it's not your child. There wouldn't be anything in this world you could offer to think you deserve to kill someone so you can feel special and live in the world of useless existence trying to affect my life. Not thinking through what else it would affect, and I turn everything in. And I work in certain places. I work in certain places, and there's no play along. Nobody really plays along at elementary school. No, there's not play along. These people don't have. There are you, and you listen to the dumbest fucking people with the dumbest mind, the dumbest mouth, speaking from the dumbest. The way they speak in are coochies. Fucking nasty people who don't even deserve to live. They deserve life sentences for every second they breathe. Thinking they're going to have, they're something special. And you're not. You've wasted my time. You're not special. You're not special. And you can't force me into human if you wanted to. You're not special. Nobody gives a fuck if you're a murderer, if you think you're this. You have nothing to protect. You're fucking trashy. You don't have nothing to protect in a dirty veteran and his dumb family. You are absolutely nothing to me. You can't exploit me. They don't fucking have shit to do with me and my daughter. Are you so fucking dumb? Nobody gives a fuck about any of you. Think you're playing a game? You're criminals. You couldn't even threaten me. It's been turned in and then the first one. You're so fucking dumb. Nothing makes you innocent. Not in the fucking world since birth makes you fucking innocent. Nothing makes you innocent. Criminals in my case are not innocent. You don't reflect in none of them that are in prison anywhere or that are getting deported. None of them are. Are you dumb? That would never reflect criminals out fighting and causing accidents. You would never reflect in anyone that you're innocent. Because there's all kinds of criminals that go to prison. They believe in God too. And they're in prison. And you're not special at all. In Lubbock, in my case. Not from the mouth of a crack whore. I don't talk to crack whore. They don't have mouths to speak. But it's funny how many speak from that mouth. Nobody cares. No one's gay. None of them get fucking remembered. There's nothing to turn around. Nobody says poke your. Nobody's gonna rape me. They're gonna gang rape me and poke my butt. Are you fucking stupid? Only certain people know they're of the trashiest kinds of people. And the trashiest kinds of people don't help them try to. You don't do anything. Are you? You're not famous people. They're not famous people. They don't have such personality to affect anyone. You do not affect anyone normally. You would never affect me. And I'm a mother. So that makes you even more shameful. You don't affect a mother lying. They're of the nastiest, dirtiest fucking people that wouldn't be believed in a fucking word they say from my people. It's funny the entertainment value in your, because you get no entertainment value. You're such a fucking pathetic waste of space of strangers. They're strangers. They're strangers. And whoever the fuck you think you planned it for, you're gonna do what you've done. That's the one Mexico. That's the one Guadalajara calling me. Nothing from Michael Salgado. The fact you couldn't even use that in prison. You couldn't in Bexar County. I've been to Mexico. Are you stupid? I'm not a gang member or prostitute. You couldn't even do that at all. Are you fucking dumb? And there's no low-level fucking trash from Bexar County or from TDCJ or correction. Or even when no means no. From the government. They tried to force into human trafficking. I've been around too many cops in my life. I've been to Mexico. Are you dumb? I remember being there in the house in Bexar County, and then I don't remember how I got back. I don't get, you can't force me into human trafficking. You can't force me into human trafficking. And there's no Bexar County sheriff's bar. There's no Bexar County jail. Not one of your criminals will ever mean shit to me for a lifetime of them. They have to. I'm from Lubbock. You're stupid. Not even your select strangers or crackheads. And the raunchiest, simple-minded fucking ways they talk. And they claim it's everybody else but them. Then they repeat psychology, but not you. It doesn't fucking work. You're so fucking dumb. They couldn't even try the new hustle, go trying to read a military psychiatry book and then think they use that when it's time to kill a veteran since it didn't work the way you thought you planned. You couldn't say a damn thing. You sound so fucking dumb. And there's no God preach with no prostitute that makes you fucking special. Are you fucking dumb? Are you fucking listening, bitch? You don't change anything I left for black women. Years ago. Are you fucking dumb, bitch, wanting a fake story? When none of it's possible. Clouds in the sky in the beginning. You can't lie, bitch. You couldn't even lie to my family. Bitch just seems special. You couldn't even lie at all. There is nothing about you. You are special, you dumb, dirty bitch. And they know everything about military prison. You couldn't say the word snitch to people like me all around the states. Are you so, act like you're special? You're so fucking dumb. You're so fucking dumb. On a civil affairs level, go to fucking prison. Go to fucking prison wanting to lie, you dumbass. You're so fucking dumb. There's no fake reputation. There's nothing relevant to me. You couldn't say you were an investigator to get a converse. That you're a cop. That you're undercover. That you're an attorney. That you're anything special. You couldn't claim to be anything. You couldn't claim to be anything. No one's really special. I just remember things. And I've been through certain things that no one gets a conversation of, and I deserve my case exonerated and a loss. These people are not good enough for a fake reputation of a lie, of the version of people trying to lie for, who are going to have bloody disease, sex, remembering murdered kids and dead people, that it would never, ever happen. I left with better people that wouldn't dare do these things. And you couldn't even try so hard to want to lie for so long. You're too fucking ugly, bitch. You're too fucking useless. People have, no matter if it's for that, better kids, have better, you know, better families than that. And no matter what, so do I. You have to be so fucking dumb. Are you so fucking dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Hey, there was nothing you could lie and try to reverse and claim you're lying. There's biracial friendships and people all over the fucking world. There's no example for Bexar County. Are you stupid after a prostitute threatens a child? Are you dumb? Everything gets turned. Nobody has to care how you feel. I'm not Mexican. I'm American. And I'm a veteran. Why would I have to care? Why would I have to care? Why would I have to care? And I'm from Lubbock. I'm not from Bexar County. I didn't grow up there. People grow up differently, and there's nothing about you in my case. I don't give a fuck. Criminals are out fighting, they go to fucking jail. Prostitutes don't threaten children, I don't have to give a fuck. And you're not innocent. You can say shit about me. You picked a mother, you look fucking weak. You're by far the weakest shit to fucking live. You can't even do that to a man. Are you so fucking dumb? From the cheapest people. Do they speak for the? You're not. You're cheap. You're criminals out being criminals. Like they're criminals out being criminals and they went to prison. When those things talk, they don't matter. They don't matter. They don't matter. The fact that you even tried. I deserve a lawyer and a victim advocate. Because nobody in that motherfucker is so smart. You are not justice seekers, wrongful conviction. You don't speak on any fucking cases appealed. You could never appeal yours. You're not a lawyer. You don't know the military. Nobody cares who the hell you sleep with. Nobody wants you to get in for them. Nobody needs a cheerleader. You get in for no one, say no one's name. You're not strong. You're not anything. You don't intimidate claiming to be a correctional officer or sleeping with them at all. You don't influence people to be you, be like you, or sleep with who you sleep with. You don't influence to even be known as a stranger. That has to be the dumbest place I've ever seen in my life. And there's no lessons taught. Like I said, left the fuck alone. I'd have a lawyer and sue the fuck out. Because I put in protection orders and police reports. And Bexar County still thinks they do what they want. So obsessed with a crack hooker. And whatever they planned with a crack hooker. Whatever they planned, whatever they were obsessed with that they did, whatever it was, and I wasn't going to be distracted at the end in prison. I wasn't distracted in Bexar County. I don't have to shut the fuck up. You don't define who's good enough or not to fight their case or what you wanted to help cover up. You don't have anything to cover up when it's not your life, not your case. I get a victim advocate and an attorney. It's not your family. It's not your anything. And they're military, and they still know everything. They know everything. Because you can't lie in prison. You control no one. You are no one. You can't even use their names, acting like you're them. And you gossip about any military in prison. Giving out names, they're not Marines, they're not Army, they're not Air Force, they're not Navy, they're not fucking anything in the damn world. They're not any fucking thing. They don't have a personality to talk to the military. They don't have a personality to approach anyone about their struggles, or they want to hustle some. You never could in your life anyways. Acting like you were going to use me somehow to get somewhere to do that. You look so fucking dumb. They are the dumbest stranger I ever met in my fucking life. They couldn't even look at me with anticipation or expectation in their eye. With no matter what they look like, they're so damn sloppy. I can't believe they can't see it. They look so fucking dumb.